This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by St. John's Prep baseball coach Dan Letarte. Dan, welcome. Thanks for taking time to join us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to hear from you.
Dan, you guys are opening up the season Thursday afternoon at home, 4 o'clock, against Walpole. So tell me, how come Walpole as a non-league opener?
Traditionally, we've reached them, and we've played them in different Super 8 matchups. And Coach Chris Costello and I have developed a good relationship over the years, and they're a very, very strong program. So for us, that's a really good test, I think, as a home opener.
Absolutely, yeah. So, well, let's begin with prep. With the prep, you guys, want to have a better year than last year, because you guys have always had some fantastic years there with the Super 8, and now that that's not around anymore. So what is the overview, or the quick overview, for prep baseball here in 2023?
I'm very excited. We have a lot of pitchers back. They gained some, I think, valuable experience. And, you know, I'm really liking how the team's shaping up, how they're working together, how we're working hard in the weight room. And I just hopefully we'll put together a very strong year.
What has happened in scrimmages so far that, gives you a little optimism?
So far we've scrimmaged Shrewsbury High School, who was in the Final Four last year. Belmont Hill, an ISL school that just absolutely hits the ball all over the place. And Londonderry, New Hampshire, which was a new scrimmage for us, and they're always in the Final Four in Hampshire. So I was very happy with the scrimmages. We had a few rained out, Lexington and Lowell, but I thought we got enough in there. And, you know, the pitchers, I thought, did an outstanding job in all 21 of those innings.
Well, tell me about those pitchers and the guys that you will be relying on this season.
Yeah, so we have a junior, Jack Sano. Jack's a big boy, about 6'4", tall. He's been throwing really well, so he's a right-handed pitcher for us. And our returning guy, who was one of our top guys last year, Joe Williams, is also a junior. Joe is a right-hander. And then we have Drew McGowan. He pitched for us last year. Drew is a senior, and he's going to be going on to play baseball at Trinity as a pitcher. And then we have a couple new guys in there, Braden Hurley, who is a sophomore left-hander, and Henry Hebert is a sophomore right-hander. And they've been actually big surprises. And we have some other veterans back, Jack and Jared Castricini, Will Mueller, Alex Cianceruso, a junior lefty. So we have a lot of guys that are vying for some time.
You know, I think you have teams that compete well that are senior teams for sure, senior junior teams. But you also have teams with that come on to the scene, if you will, with significant sophomores. So that might be a good sign for you guys for sure.
Yeah, definitely. This is the most amount of sophomores I've taken on the varsity in these 10 years. And it's just a really talented group. Some are ready. Some need a little more time. But they're definitely competing with the juniors and the seniors right off the bat. So future definitely looks bright for us.
All right, so those are the pitchers. Tell me more about your lineup, if you will, catching on out into the outfield for the prep. You know, some possibilities as you plan for Thursday's opener.
Yeah, so the scheduled lineup tomorrow, we have right fielder, sophomore Nick Lembo from Danvers. Center fielder, we have junior Johnny Tai. Left fielder, we have a senior, Nate Marston. And then coming around out the infield, third baseman, senior Marco Zappolo, junior captain Cam LaGrassa at shortstop. Cam is committed to Brown University as junior. Second baseman, Will Shaheen, another sophomore from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. We have first baseman, Drew McGowan, who also is a 2A pitcher. Ben McGilvery, a senior, also a hockey guy. They'll split first base and DH. And then behind the dish, we have Aiden Driscoll, who's a junior catcher committed to Maryland. So we have some young guys still all around in the field.
Well, I know the season. Well, the season. I was going to say the season's young. The season really hasn't started yet. But let me just throw a couple of one-word things at you here, and tell me what players come to mind as kind of a quick overview. So, if it comes to power for St. John's Prep batters, what names come to mind for you?
I think it's Cam LaGrassa and Aiden Driscoll. Both batters from the left-hand side, both juniors.
How about defense? If it comes to defense, what names come to mind right away, standout defenders?
Yeah, same two guys. Same two guys right away catching.
Now you're just making it easy on yourself, Coach. No. Yeah.
And also Mako's a pole, I think, third base. Mako's going up to Colby to play next year, and he has a lot of experience in the infield and very good hands, comes through the ball extremely well.
And my last one is speed, base running, that kind, or speed defensively. When it comes to speed, who stands out there?
Well, it's definitely not the coaching staff. I know that. So, again, Cam LaGrassa has that. We have a couple of running guys. Christian Rosa, who also was an outstanding hockey player. We have Yanni Andrikopoulos, who's the senior goalie of the soccer team that just won the state championship. He came off the team, made it, and he's fighting for some outfield time, and he can fly.
Tell me about your coaching staff. So who's back with you this year, and who's on the staff?
So I have legendary retired but unretired coach from Bishop Fenwick, Russ Steves.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's in his second year. Eric Shepison, who played on the St. John's Prep state title teams in 99 and 2000, he is with us. He was previously my JV coach. He's been with us 2 years. We have Michael Driscoll. Mike works in school here. He's a pitching coach. He's on his second year. And then we have Ryan Letarte. My son, he is on his fourth year. So fairly new coaching staff. We put it together. Last year was really our first year together as a staff. And we're just having fun, and we're just trying to get better every day with these kids. Great guys. I am very thankful for the staff that I have. Every day I wake up, and I'm extremely happy. When I go to bed, I'm extremely happy with these guys. They're just great guys.
Well, let's hope you're happy after Thursday afternoon's game, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure you will be. So here is my last question. The Catholic Conference is always tough. I mean, there's so many tough teams in the Catholic Conference. But what can you tell me about this year as an overview for the conference?
I know Catholic Memorial was incredibly strong last year, and they lost pretty much all their pitching. And that, you know, they're going to have to find new arms and new ways. Mullen Catholic always is just a roll-up-their-sleeves type of program, can be in any game. Zavarian has most of their guys back, their pitching staff back. They were a state title team a couple of years ago. And BC High is just, you know, always loaded. They have a lot of guys back. And, you know, it seems like every time we play these teams, it's just, you know, anybody can win any game. And St. John's Shrewsbury is in their second year in the league, and they've added even more strength. So, you know, I think it's a very strong 6-team league, no doubt.
No doubt. All right, Coach, is there anything else that you want to mention about the prep baseball team for this season that I didn't ask you about that you think is important?
No, I just want to add that Wednesday, April 16th is Peter Frady's annual awareness game. And always the Frady's family, we're always thinking of them, and we'll be donning our Peter Frady's uniforms for that. And it's always in our hearts. Every time we step on the field, it's Frady's diamond. And, you know, I'm just thinking about Peter as we go forward. And also want to wish my buddies, Coach Burrell over at Masco, luck, and Coach Daner at St. Mary's, and Coach Betancourt at Peabody. I just hope they all have great years, except not beating us, but having great years.
Yeah. That's fair enough. That's very generous of you to begin with. But, Dan, thanks so much for your time. Best of luck this season. And hopefully we'll stay in close touch during the course of this season. And we're excited for prep baseball to open up on Thursday afternoon. So, again, Coach, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate you and what your staff do for these kids. I'm very thankful. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. There he is, Dan Letarte, head baseball coach at St. John's Prep.